I have to divert actually into lung cancer and ask you about the issue of hemoptysis, where also there's been the speculation that maybe it's tied into tumor response. I've been asking virtually everybody I interview for our lung cancer series what they think about that. I'm curious what you think about it.
Not being a lung cancer doctor, I should probably go lightly. I would not be surprised if there's a bit of conserved biology in the setting of a dramatic response which leads to cavitation, putting adjacent vascular structures which have tumor involvement, which may be occult, at risk is quite plausible. What I think is remarkable, though, is given all of the potential tendency for this problem, that overall it's actually not that common. If you look at the number of patients, including on the colon cancer studies and in other lung cancer studies, where part of the response includes a bit of cavitation of a metastatic deposit, the amount of bleeding related to response is actually still very small. I would suggest that for most patients, there's a fairly redundant, normal physiological wound healing response which can deal with the minor increase in capillary or vascular fragility, which in turn leads to this sort of hemoptysis problem. If one looks at the rates of grade 1-2 bleeding, they do seem to go up on bevacizumab. That is minor bleeding, usually related to nosebleeds or hemorrhoidal bleeding. Those do seem to go up with the addition of bevacizumab. Those are usually very easily managed, usually with pressure and observation, and require no medical intervention beyond that. But I do think it highlights the fact that vascular biology is going to be conserved in our bodies in many senses. And the fact that our bodies, to some degree, host these tumors, and the tumors derive their vascular supply from our normal bodies, I'm not surprised that some of these vascular biological complications happen. What I am surprised about is how uncommon they actually tend to be. And I think this may be an opportunity by which we can appreciate the redundancy and the homeostatic capacity of our normal bodies. And in fact, much like, you know, in a petri dish, cancer cells are generally more sensitive to most chemotherapy than normally derived cell lines. And it may be that tumors are also going to be more sensitive to VEGF deprivation or many other strategies than our normal tissues are. We are not going to get away from some side effects in general for most people. We're not going to get away from some patients being predisposed to very bad side effects. I do think at some point, many years from now, we will have figured out what are these predispositions, whether they're lifestyle issues, other acquired risk factors, or whether they have to do with very complicated pharmacogenomic polymorphisms related to many aspects of biology. But I think once we understand those, we'll really be able to personalize these kinds of treatments. And in the future, we're likely to have treatments which target multiple components of the vascular system, as well as other tumor growth factors. And I think at that point, we may be able to actually truly personalize treatment. That day is obviously many, many years off still.